What's up, everybody? My name is Ryan, and you're listening to the Daily Nerd Devo. So I want to talk about this thing from Star Wars. It's called The Gathering, and it's a trip younglings take to find their first kyber crystal to complete their first lightsaber. They're taken to the planet of Ilum and released into a cave where there's one specific crystal for them. Within the cave, there are challenges and traps and obstacles they have to overcome, and most importantly, a fear they have to move past, something they have to overcome on a journey that is theirs, because there are thousands of crystals in this cave, but only one of the crystals is meant for them. It's their kyber crystal for their lightsaber. In season 5 of the Clone Wars cartoon, Ahsoka takes a group of younglings on this trip. Katooni, Petro, Biff, Gennady, Zot, and Gungi. Gungi's my favorite. Gungi's a Wookiee. His lightsaber is really cool, and he finishes it. Spoilers, he finishes it. It's an interesting journey to watch these kids go, and they all face different things as they complete this trial of claiming their first kyber crystal to finish their first lightsaber. It gets really complicated. It's a multi-episode arc as these kids work to complete their lightsabers, and it's a good one. I would recommend it. I think it's interesting. Each kid goes into the cave looking for a single object, even though there's thousands of them all around them that aren't right for them. There are things I see in other people's lives that I want in mine. Relationships, opportunities, jobs, possessions, things I'm jealous of, things I wish were mine, things that are for them and are not for me. They're not the crystal I'm looking for. It would be real easy to just reach out and grab the first crystal you find, or the one that's most easily accessible. But if it's not your crystal, if it's not the path God has set out for you, then it's not what you're supposed to be doing. Your journey with God is your own. He has specific plans for you, and even when you don't see them, when they don't make sense, when you don't understand what's going on, which I get, He has a path for you. He has a journey for you to go on, and He is taking you somewhere that is specific to you. And trust me when I tell you, it goes a lot smoother when you trust Him and let Him guide you, because it's something I can talk about real easily, because I'm really not good at doing it sometimes. I get frustrated, or I'm afraid of what lies on the path to finding what He has for me, for finding my crystal. Let me encourage you. At the end of your journey, at the end of your trip along the gathering, is the thing God has for you. And it's for you, but it's not for you until it's time for it to be, until you find that thing. It's not someone else's thing for you, and it's something you have to wait for and work for and trust Him to get you through and to. He has a plan, and He will get you there. You will find what He has for you along the way. In Psalm 23, verse 4, it says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Trust in God. Let Him lead you on the journey to find whatever it is He has for you. Trust Him. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos, subscribe to the podcast and come hang out with us on the Facebook page over at the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and He loves you very much. Oh, and if you know anyone at Lucas or Disney, more Gungi content, please.